Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast, where we give you practical strategies and tactics that can improve how you lead at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a U.S. Army officer, executive education adjunct professor, team development workshop facilitator, speaker, and leadership coach. Welcome back to part two of our Unlocking Executive Presence series. Today, we're going into the heart of executive presence. Your authenticity. Authenticity isn't just a buzzword. It's the cornerstone of genuine leadership. Join us as we explore authenticity and what it means in the context of executive presence and how it can impact how you show up as a leader. Let's get started. Authenticity is about understanding who you are, being true to your values, your principles, and your beliefs, especially when you're in the leadership spotlight. It's the key to building trust and connecting while building relationships with your team. Authenticity is something that I have struggled with as a leader, especially since I've left the Army. I didn't know who I was. I attached who I was to what I was doing. I was an officer in the Army. I was a member of a team. I was focused on the what of work instead of who I was when I showed up. I started to gain a little bit of traction with authenticity when I began to research things like emotional intelligence, self-awareness, goal orientation, values, identity. I gained the most traction when I worked with a personal coach. This coach held a mirror up so that I could see myself, so that I could understand my values. I could understand and be aware of how I showed up day in and day out, what I wanted to get from my life, where I currently was, and how I could cover that gap. Once I was able to unlock my self-awareness and be mindful of my authenticity, I felt in alignment. Aligning who I am with what I do allows me to be comfortable in uncomfortable situations. And let's face it, leadership situations can be uncomfortable, whether you're working with stakeholders, dealing with difficult messages with your team, or trying to hit your end of month goals. Leadership is not comfortable. But when you're true to yourself, when you understand your values and your beliefs and your principles, and they align with the work that you do, you'll be able to stay composed and not have to flex far away from your genuine self. And this can show up in a range of complex situations. Authenticity and authentic leaders don't just lead. They connect on a human level. Your values, your beliefs, they are front and center each and every day, which makes it easy to be confident. It makes it easy to be you. It makes it easy to lead with authenticity. You inspire, you motivate, you empower because your actions align with your words and beliefs. And this can come in very, very different forms. Maybe you're a leader who has to take time to listen, to analyze, to think things through, and then you deliver genuine, impactful, intentional statements and contributions. Or maybe you're the leader that has high energy and you engage every member of your team every single day with uplifting language, genuine care, concern, and inspirational speeches. Connection comes in different forms. Learn your strengths and leverage them to bring authenticity into your leadership style. Research has shown that leaders who enhance and embrace their authenticity at work through their executive presence are seen as genuine, trustworthy, and relatable. And this impact on your team's performance is profound. So let's dive into some actions that have worked for me in the past that I want to share with you today to help you increase your authenticity through your executive presence. These will take constant practice, and trust me, I'm still a work in progress. One, know yourself. Take time for introspection. Understand your values, your strengths, your areas for growth. Make time in your day to think, to reflect, to jot some notes down. Identify how you're feeling, what may trigger to that, and what situations you want to change how you're showing up in. Number two, be transparent. Share your thoughts, your feelings, and experiences when appropriate. Authentic leaders do not hide their vulnerabilities. They open up. They're able to engage emotionally with their team. Number three, lead with integrity. Consistently align your actions and your values. Walk the talk, and you will build trust with your team. Number four, accept feedback. Be open to different perspectives. Actively seek input on how you're leading from your team, from your peers, from your boss. It's a sign of humility and willingness to grow. And five, share your stories. Open up to your team. Stories create connections. Allowing your team to see who you are in action will illustrate your values and put a spotlight on the experiences and expertise you bring to your team. Authenticity is the thread that weaves its way through executive presence. It's about being true to yourself, knowing who you are, and aligning your actions to what you do while leading others. In our next episode, part three, we'll explore competence and its role with executive presence. Until next time, remember that your authenticity is your superpower as a leader. Embrace it and watch your executive presence soar. Thanks for tuning in to the Leadership Decoded podcast here at the Loop Internet Studios. If you enjoyed today's episode, save and share it with your fellow leaders. We also want to hear from you, so send us a comment, give us a review, let us know how we're doing, and share a topic that you'd be interested in seeing covered in an upcoming episode. You can connect with me on LinkedIn at Dr. Will Ramey, and if you're a business owner, employee, team leader, or team member, and you're interested or curious about curated training solutions that will impact your team for the better, I would love to personally work with you and your team. Reach out to me at will@onthestacks.com. I'll see you the next time you press play.